a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
One of the biggest things you can give away in your life is an engagement ring, or your heart.
Yes.
And then the symbolism of
yes,
that with the engagement ring.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's this trend going around at the moment because people in their early 20s, these Gen Z guys that it's like rip on millennials.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Much.
Oh, yeah, we cop it. But you know what? To be fair, we give it to the boomers, so I guess it's just a rite of passage, yeah?
But they've invented everything. So there's this new thing that's happening. It's sweeping the world. People are doing it because, you know, post-COVID, cost of living pressures are biting. Couples are getting savvy about that all-important thing, the engagement ring.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So what they're doing.
It sounds like the start of a rap song.
Yeah. What? So they're like, do you know what we're going to do? We're just going to get a fake ring. A fake engagement ring.
Okay.
Because we're, you know, we don't want to have to deal with doing the work to actually get an engagement ring that will actually be good just straight off the bat.
Mm.
So we're just going to get a fake crappy one and pay $15 for it or whatever and propose with that, and then we'll let the person that we're proposing to then choose their ring.
Okay.
Mm. Good idea, guys. No one's ever thought of that. No one's been doing that for 1,000 years. Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
Yeah, yes. I know. It's kind of like we've got an idea. It's new.
No, you didn't invent it.
Yeah.
You're not the first people to do everything, all right? We've been here before. I know I'm yelling in a cloud. I'm sorry.
I know. It's very unlike you. You're normally one with the youth.
They're just so dumb. And so up themselves.
I know, but that was us. That was us. We were them.
No, yes, I was never.
Yes, you were.
I was too busy skateboarding.
And being like, look at this. I've made a new thing. It's called an ollie.
Picking my nose.
And Tony Hawk was rolling in his bed.
down a ramp on his skateboard. So fake rings are a thing. It's not just for fashion purposes. Avoid mistakes such as sizing issues and the receiver not liking the ring.
Well, yeah,
as returning or exchanging, it can be costly and difficult. Here's what you do.
Mm.
You get to know someone first.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure what size, see their other rings. Go have a look. Yeah?
Mate, that's a new idea. Someone's already come up with that. Don't come up with, the whole ring thing. That's a new, stop it.
I'm not.
You're not giving me any new information.
So is it new or is it not? I'm so confused now. Do your research, and maybe if you don't know the person well enough to propose with a ring that you think that they will like and that they will like, then maybe you're making a bad decision.
Something's wrong with your ring today. I'm concerned.
It's going like this.
You've come out very... it's winking at me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you've said plenty of times that Perth is full of right?
I don't know what you just said. Terrible neighbours. It's full of... Terrible neighbours is what I will say.
Perth's full of...
It's, everything's 40 minutes away. The coffee's terrible and it's like $9 a cup.
I know. Anyway, apparently Perth is home to the only lifeblood microbiota donor centre.
Of course.
Do you know what that is?
No, okay.
So, they are affiliated with the Red Cross and they are putting a call out because there's a lot of people, as you know, you're a blood donor guy. And
sure.
I know you.
I can't say on air why I can't donate blood.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Anyway, so you can now, actually. They changed it. So.
Really?
Yeah. So get stuffed.
Okay.
Anyway, the Red Cross normally puts out these calls to action and they're like, oi, we need some blood, okay? Mm. And with COVID and flus and winter, generally they need a lot more people because people are getting sick. The normal blood donors are getting sick. You can't take that blood, yada, yada,
yeah,
right?
Sure, of course.
Anyway, call them up and ask because I'm not sure what sickness is affecting.
Have a chat with them. Yeah.
Have a chat with them. And, you know, I'm AB negative, so I've got that. I've got that goal. You want a pint of the finest?
Yeah.
Come to this.
Definitely negative.
Yeah. Well, the Red Cross in Perth is in desperate need of your
bum.
Yes, droppings?
Our poo-poos.
Yeah. Are we like 12? Yes, your poo-poos. That's what it's after. Apparently they're like, look, donors have been doing this in Perth. It is the only lifeblood microbiota donor centre, like I mentioned, in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's when the donors process life-saving fecal microbiota and then they put that into transplant treatments for patients with like stomach issues and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And we first heard about this. One of the first instances we heard about it was, which band was it? Was it?
Who does Lonely Boy? Black Keys?
No, it's I don't think it was the Black Keys. Wasn't it the Aussie band? What are they called? What are they called? That Aussie band.
Anyway, there's a band.
Yeah, there's a band.
There's two guys in the band. Went,
no, there's like them, four guys in the band.
One of them can't do poo-poos.
Yeah, so he, on tour, he got like a poo transfer person to come on tour with him and drop out the good stuff, and then he would put it into tablets and he would take it. And it was the only thing that worked.
Mm.
Yeah. So now they're saying, look, Perth, everyone, pull your pants down. We need you. If you could just do this for us.
It's city, but it's the good. You know what I mean?
That's, you know how it, all the time slogans, billboards come out to get people to the NT?
Yep, see you.
And in the NT.
Yeah.
And also in South Australia, one of your favourites.
Go down south with your mouth.
Yes.
Tasmania, you're the one that you can never get your head around. Come up for air.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? No, come down for it.
Come down for it.
There's a lot of going down, isn't
there? There's so much going down.
Yeah. So yeah, what's Perth?
Well, Perth, you know.
Perth, the good shit. Perth, shit, but the good shit.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right. As a parent, you know, people are going to give your kids gifts. They're going to give them toys. Generally, I mean, books are great gifts as well. I mean, there's lots of things that could be gifts.
You're talking at kids' parties. Yeah. Another adult comes along or via their kid and says, here's your present.
Yeah, or just not even just parties, you know, like maybe, you know, family comes from interstate and they're like, hey, you know, we've got a little present for the kid or whatever. It's, a, you know, the sibling's birthday. Oh, we'll give you a present as well just for, you know, there's lots of...
Everyone gets a medal type thing.
That's right. Obviously not in the Ling household.
Well, siblings don't get a present at a birthday.
Sometimes, yeah, depending on.
Anyway, that's a whole different topic.
But you would have other people giving the boys presents, wouldn't you? And what is it, mostly sporting equipment now? Because people assume that boys between the age of 4 and 11 want balls?
It's usually food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like random presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noisy ones. They're the big one that is a big no-no, isn't it? It's like, oh, here's a gift that...
Why? Get a musical instrument.
Yeah, great.
Get them started.
Get them a drum kit and then bugger off home and leave the parents to deal with them.
I love doing this as a childless person. It's hilarious for me.
And there are so many really annoying toys, and I don't know if you've noticed, but some of them will, if you play with them and you're pressing the buttons, they're doing all the sound effects, they're singing the little songs and stuff, and then the kid moves away, it'll give it 60 seconds and then it'll squawk again to try and attract the kid back to the toy. Like, are you still there, kiddo? You know, like, and then nothing. And then so then it'll go dormant or whatever until you walk within 3 feet of it together. It's like, hey.
I'm back again.
Shut up. There's a new toy that you should not be giving to kids that aren't your own.
Yeah.
And even probably your own kids as well.
What is it?
Everything at the moment has slime in it.
Oh yes.
This is going to be important to know because Henry's birthday is coming up in about 8 days. He's got a party.
Yeah,
so I want to be able to tell some of the parents, do not buy what?
Slime. Anything that, any toy that comes with slime. If you go to Big W, Target, Kmart, wherever, you go to the toy section, it's like slime in this and slime in that, and here's a football filled with slime. It's like, I just, it don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to, because kids just bloody love slime at the moment for some reason.
And can't you get them to sit down in an area And you're like, if you want to play with the slime, you've got to sit here.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. What my thinking
that's
was with buying.
So cute that you think that's possible.
Okay, so you've got two things that are going to happen. They're either going to, you're going to turn around and then turn around again, and the child will be somewhere down the street with the slime. Or you're going to turn around and turn around again, and the child is going to have slime in every orifice, up the nose, in the mat, wherever, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing you don't realise. So when you think slime, it's you think like that rubbery kind of plasticky, like gooey, goopy kind of.
Tactile for the kids. Yeah, yeah. I understand.
Like those hands that you flick on the fridge. Remember those when we were
kids? Yeah. So even that's not so bad. But so that kind of gear will leave a weird smell on your hands and it's probably not super healthy for the kid to eat, but geez, they love eating it. But what I've found is that slime is a real loose term these days, right? And so what you can actually get, and what a lot of them, particularly the cheaper ones, are not actually that goopy chemical stuff.
That stays together.
It's actually like a sandy goo, like a smushy, it's almost that magnetic sand, you know?
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, so.
Until it's done on your new carpet.
Right.
It gets everywhere. It's bitsy. It goes into balls.
So you're saying if you're going to buy a present for my child, make sure it's you pay appropriately.
No, don't get him. I don't care. You spend $500 on slime for my kid, and I'm still going to gradually, bit by bit, make sure it goes in the bin. Because you can't throw the whole thing, right?
But when you're
cleaning up, you're like, oh, these little scraps go in the bin. And gradually, the pile gets smaller.
And to add to that, you're also going to gradually think of every other worst possible toy to give back to your kid as retribution for what you've done to us.
Right. Not does only that happen? That, parents are terrible.
The sand slime, like there's a sand shortage, guys. Like, be responsible. Just think, why don't you think about the sand?
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know what rips through your bank expansion?
Expenditures?
Thieves.
Yes, they do.
If they get your card, watch out. If they could just tap and go.
Well, tap and go has made it so easy, hasn't it? Because you used to have a pin and all that, but tap, tap, tap-a-roo, and you know, you can't really go over $100, but geez, you can do multiple transactions.
Exactly, Tom. And this is what happened to this chick, Kirsten from Wollongong. She lost her wallet and then someone grabbed her card and went everywhere. $3,200 they spent. But look, I'm trying to turn negative into a positive. I quite like it to see where the thief chose to spend their money, because a lot of the times it's quite comical. This person chose to go to Dan's, get some alcohol, go to a local nightclub, splash some cash around, be like, look at me, who wants a Jager bomb, right? And then went to a bra shop, went and got a kebab, and then went to an adult store and got some...
Toys.
Which is just a massive Saturday night.
Right? When are you going to sleep, Dom?
It's a well-constructed night, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why we're asking, what's the weird thing that this thief stole from you or bought with your stolen credit card?
Danny, you're in Banno. Morning. What happened to you?
I worked in a store down in Werribee for a little while, and this woman walked in. She was a little bit... little bit ordinary. So I figured out pretty quickly that she'd already been to our store and stolen some credit cards. I rang security. Security said they'd done the whole, you know, she'd done a whole block of shops, which was really pain in the ass. And then she come back in. I recognised her and I thought, oh god, that's that woman. So I said to one of the girls, I said, oh, what does she want? And they said, she just wants this pair. She said, I'll just hold her there. I went out and called security. And by the time I got back out there, she's like, oh, look, I can pay. I've got a credit card. And I looked, I said, oh, just check the name on that. And I looked at it and went, yeah, that's my credit card you stole 5 minutes ago. The guys at the door there, they're actually here for you. So we got, it was kind of freaky. Actually, I was telling the kids last night about it because I'd forgotten all about it. And then I was telling the kids, I said the cops came in. I said that we had to hold her in our storeroom. I had to stand there present and write a report about it, so they could strip search her, and she had credit cards in little areas on her body, like under her bra and stuff.
Swipe
and like
here.
It was just full on. It was it was quite an interesting day that day, actually.
Danny, where was she getting the credit cards from in the store? Did you have them like behind the counter or in the back room and she's sneaking out there? What's going on?
She was sneaking into our storerooms and actually just going through our bags and stuff. Oh, so my bag was always sat just on my bench, like on the chair as you walk in. And I was busy, so I hadn't locked the door behind me as I come out. And a lot of the other retailers, it was a Saturday, it's busy. We don't generally, you know, it's one of those things that it's a hard thing to monitor, to lock your door or not lock your door because it's time off the floor.
So
she'd gotten a few, she'd probably hit four or five stores before me. So they were kind of following where she was going. And,
why did she come back to your store though? Out of all the stores.
To be quite polite, I guess, she was pretty high at the time.
Right, yes.
That story checks out. That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.